Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week in our Luke series, we pick up with the account of Mary and Martha. And today, let's briefly consider how this account teaches us about our need for balance. Let's read from Luke 10, 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Today's lesson: are we balanced in our devotions and practical service as God wants us to be? Why does Luke include this account of Mary and Martha after the parable of the Good Samaritan? I can't help but believe that the example of Mary and Martha, which stresses the importance of learning from Jesus, acts as a balance to that parable that emphasizes the need for practical acts of love and compassion. There is always a danger of extremes. We can become so fixated with being good Samaritans, doing practical good works, that we forget to rest, learn, and pray. At the other extreme, we can use our worship and devotion as an excuse for not being a good Samaritan. We can fail to do acts of mercy. We can fail to love the church and the world because we're so spiritual in our prayers and devotions. In this account, Martha is rather like the Good Samaritan in her focus on practical service. We must beware of becoming a Martha-ish version of the Good Samaritan, who loves to serve through action whilst failing to value and come to the source of grace, to Jesus and his word. In Ecclesiastes, we read an interesting verse about balance. Ecclesiastes says this: "Do not be over righteous, neither be over wise. Why destroy yourself? Do not be over wicked, and do not be a fool. Why die before your time? It is good to grasp the one and not let go of the other. Whoever fears God will avoid all extremes." I'm sure we've all met those whom we feel to be extreme and unbalanced. Maybe they're overflowing with spiritual jargon and stories whilst their lives are a mess. Alternatively, we meet with those who are full of practicalities around work and health and finances, got lots of advice, but they seem to lack time alone with God. Are we balanced in our service to Christ? Do we worship and learn from Christ? And is this spilling over into good works and service? In regard to our church community, do we go to church but fail to serve her practically? Is our worship and learning with the church being matched by our service, such as giving generously and serving on a team? In regard to our work, do we treat our work as serving Christ, or is it just something that has to be done, an interruption to our true worship? Do we seek to be filled with God's word and spirit so as to do our work and studies for the glory of God? So in response, are we balanced in our devotions and practical service as God wants us to be? Are we so wrapped up in being a good Samaritan or a helpful Martha that we are failing to be a devoted Mary and sit at Jesus' feet to learn from him and meet with him? Are we idolizing the practical? At the other extreme, are we failing to serve others and the church because we're only focused on the devotional life? Pray that God will give you both a heart to worship and hands to serve. God bless you.